The last audio we did was the first part of way number 35, love criticism. It says that if we want to grow in life, we need to learn to take pleasure in the criticism that will help us to see objectively what our faults are and change them. But the way is the second part. We need to learn to love giving the criticism that will help others to change. This isn't necessarily easy to do. People can react negatively to being criticized. Unless we feel personally hurt by what they're doing, the easiest path is to stay out of it and let them live their own lives and make their own mistakes. In reality, if someone else is in trouble, we can't respect ourselves if we stay uninvolved. Imagine you are passing the scene of an accident. Someone is lying in the street and you know basic first aid. Would you be happy with yourself if you didn't help? During climbing season at Mount Everest, there are always stories of climbers who pass by other climbers dying in the snow because they don't want to lose out on their own summit bid. Would you feel yourself justified to be one of those climbers? When the physical danger to others is clear, we recognize that we really should do something. But the same principle would apply to someone who is suffering emotionally. What if someone is depressed and you have the wisdom or caring that could help them? What if someone is wrecking their marriage and you could give them some sound advice? It is often harder to help someone emotionally than it is to help them physically, but we can appreciate that we have the responsibility to try. We have this responsibility even if the person doesn't want to help. If we saw a person bleeding on the street, would we stop trying to help him if he was saying, "Don't bother me"? But what if people are leading their lives with no obvious physical or emotional problems? What if their only problem is that they aren't connected to God, to Torah, and to Judaism? We might think it isn't their problem, it's God's problem. Let him take care of it. But that isn't the Jewish understanding. We appreciate that there is no worse problem a person could have. To waste your life, to live your life without true meaning is a terrible loss. And the fact that most of the people who suffer from it are unaware of what they are losing only makes it worse. This is the background to the Torah mitzvah to give criticism. When you see a person living their lives in a way that is lacking Torah, you need to try to help them to see that Torah is the true meaning to life. This is one of the fundamental motivations for Jewish outreach, and Eishet Torah in particular. The 48 ways adds to the mitzvah the understanding that you need to learn to love doing this. You need to see the virtue in helping others in this way, because it will be impossible to succeed at it if you don't appreciate how good and beneficial it is for the other person. Obviously, if the goal is to help them, you can't give criticism by coming down on them. That will only turn people off. The Hebrew word for criticism, tochacha, comes from the word lehochiach, to show. It is necessary to show others that they are losing out by not having Torah and will gain by embracing it. It takes wisdom to do this, but everyone can start the process by giving over to a secular friend ideas of Torah that they find valuable, or invite someone for Shabbos, or connect him or her to your rabbi or rebbetzin. Don't be put off by thinking they're happy. Why should I get in their case? While it is true that some people have enough meaning in their lives, mostly because of family and children, to be happy even without Torah, they would be even happier with Torah. And for most people today, it isn't like that anymore. The family structure is collapsing, work is not a meaningful substitute, and there is a limit to how long a person can keep his life going through entertainment and social media. Helping people through giving them Torah can be as life-giving as giving oxygen to a dying person on Mount Everest. Finally, don't give up on people and think there is no way to reach them. The Midrash says that God never took back a positive promise except in one case. Basing itself on lines from the prophet Ezekiel, the Midrash says that God had instructed the angel in charge of destroying Jerusalem at the end of the first temple period to go easy on the people who were completely keeping the Torah. But God's attribute of justice said to God, metaphorically, "What is the difference between the people who are keeping Torah and those who aren't?" God answered his attribute of justice, "These people are totally righteous and the others are wicked." The attribute of justice said, "But did those righteous people do anything to reach out to change those wicked people?" God answered, "I know that it would not have worked." The attribute of justice said, "You knew, but did they know?" God agreed with the attribute of justice and told the angel, "Start with them." If God is testifying that he knew the wicked people wouldn't change, they must have been a tough group of people. Yet the righteous people who didn't know for sure are blamed for not making the effort. All the more so in our generation when most Jews seem open to Torah if it is presented in the right way that speaks to them. God places on us a difficult responsibility, but if you love giving criticism, you will never have to be one of those about whom it can be said, "He could have made a difference, but he never tried."